Thorough worship is the title of today. Thorough worship. The word thorough is very important in this because we hear the word worship almost every day. And this is, there is no Sunday we come here that we don't hear the word worship. When we say thorough worship, let us give ourselves back and forth feedback right now. When we say thorough worship, how do you understand it? How do you want to explain it? Thorough worship. Deep worship. Yes, let's all try. From our heart. Intense worship. Yes. All right. Consistent worship. Okay, good. Let's, all of them are good. When I say thorough worship, all what you have said, people of God, is correct. I also want to add that thorough worship means thought through worship. Thought through worship. And that is where I want to lay an emphasis on. Thought through. Think it through. Thorough worship. That is, even though as Christians, our common practice is to always worship God. And thank God for the Pentecostals. We, our brand of Christianity, our denominations, we always love to worship God. There's no time we come over here that we don't sing or bless God in our prayers. But this one, thorough worship, is a little bit different. It's a thought through worship. When we say thought through worship, I put here that it requires thinking through. It also requires time. It also requires dedication. Amen. Thorough worship requires worship. During praise and worship, we bring song to God, we sing over and over again, we change from one song to another song. A thorough worship that connects our heart with God comes with something that is not just you are following a routine, it's something that you are committed to that worship you are bringing to God. This is where I want to stay this morning. You are committed to your worship to God because it matters a lot because of a few things I will mention today. Amen? Don't forget these three things. I said it requires thinking through. It also requires time. It also requires dedication. When I say time, you create time for it. All right? Not like the one we usually do, which I've already credited. But this one, you create time for it. You know, all of us, we always have a time of prayer and fasting. It's a time that we dedicated for that fasting. So when we say thorough worship, it's a time that you dedicate for it, that this is a period that I am worshiping God. Hallelujah. It's not going to sound smooth because we don't do it all the time, but this is what God requires from us. It makes a lot of difference. Amen. During dedicated worship, don't worship God for the fun of it. Okay? Do it as a special occasion. Don't do it for the fun of it. If I want to go to God in prayers right now, I'll probably sing one or two songs to launch me to the presence of God. Then start asking God. Then I share the grace and I go home. Those are routine. Those are good. When we say ritual, that doesn't mean that it has to be negative. These are routine. Routine is also something familiar, something similar to ritual. You are doing it consistently. But now we're talking about you create time for it. You are not just doing it for what it used to be. You are doing it for this special occasion. Please continue to follow me. Do you remember the story of Solomon when he built the temple for God? You remember what happened? The Bible said that what happened? When they were dedicating the temple, what happened? Hallelujah. God bless you, man. The cloud of, amen, as they were sacrificing. Solomon kept sacrificing. People kept worshiping. Then the glory of God descended and filled the temple. You know, they always worship God. They were always bringing offering to God. They were always sacrificing. But that one that Solomon did, it was not common. All right? And let us be religious for a minute. It's not that when the glory was not physically appearing, that the God was not there. But this time around, the glory appeared in a way that people could say that this one is different. And what brought that was because it was a dedicated occasion with a special offering, different approach other than routine, being presented in a very unique manner that touches the mind of God, that God has to make the impossible possible. You know, physical eyes does not supposed to see all these things. But God has to send his glory and say, I am breaking my routine because this one, they are doing it in a special way. That way we're going today. Hallelujah. The Lord will give us the spirit of worship in Jesus' name. That place is repeated. Let's read it. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 from verse 1 to 3. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. they did it specially. I am giving this special occasion to God. I am giving this special worship to God. I am dedicating this song to God. I am going to sing this song. I am going to be thinking about this song. I am going to turn this song to prayer because I am communicating with God with this worship. This time of worship is a time of connection between me and God because I recognize who God is. There are a few benefits that we get from worshiping God. I'm sure that all of us are familiar with the benefit that we get when we worship God. Can somebody tell us something? When we worship God, what benefit do we get? Amen. Let's start from where we have just stopped. When we worship God, it brings down the presence of God. Okay? You want God to be involved in your case? You want God to get involved and be part of what is going on in your life? Worship God. I'm not saying they are our normal routine. No. I am saying a dedicated one, a thorough true, a thorough think through worship. God is going to be involved in that situation. Don't be alone. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Who will tell us the benefits? The glory of God come down. That's what we said. Uh-huh. Joy will flow in our heart. God bless my hand. Our faith will become stronger. Amen. Let's start from where, from here. When you have a dedicated worship to God, you touch God where He feels it. Where God can feel it is where you are worshiping. When you are giving a dedicated worship to God, you know, like when somebody says, you hurt me deep to my heart. That thing you said, it touches my heart. You know, sometimes we find out, we say all those things. When you bring a thorough, a thing true worship to God, you are able to touch God's heart. When you bring the worship to God, it touches God like, I mean, we have examples of that a lot in the Bible. I pray that the Lord will help us to connect with God in a thorough, true worship in Jesus' name. Amen. When you worship God, you are able to vent your pain and problems to be replaced with a positive atmosphere. When you worship God, people of the Lord, you exchange your sorrow for God's joy. Your spirit will be lifted, right? You are no more carrying it by yourself alone. You have traded your sorrow for God's joy. You have relief. You have peace. You are assured that the future will be better. You are assured that the solution is at hand. It's just a matter of time it will manifest. When you bring a thing through worship to God. Hallelujah. Now, what are things that we need to pay attention to when we're talking about worship? Your worship does not reduce God. It does not make God bigger. Do you agree with me? Am I making my theology? Hey, like I say, God is big. Does that make God bigger? I can say, you know what, God, I asked for 5, you gave me 2. I don't think you deserve that much. Does it reduce God? So, first of all, let's settle with what it is. Our praising and worshiping God with a thorough mind, with a think through attitude, does not reduce God, it does not make God bigger. Who benefits from it? It's us. Hallelujah. When we worship God, you are just showing the reflection of your heart on how much you understand God. On how much you recognize the magnitude of His power. What you think He can do. How much, how far you think He can go for you. Hallelujah. And I go on my knees. And I begin to worship God. God, I know there is nothing difficult for you. God, I know you are supernatural God. God, I know that even when Egyptians were behind and the rest of you was in the front, you still made a way that these people were able to escape unscratched. How big, how powerful. You are telling God that I know what you can do. That there is no limitation with you. You are telling God, I recognize that there is nothing impossible for you to do. So, be thinking through in any situation and bringing praises to God. You are just telling God, this thing is too small for you to handle. I know that in as much as you are God, I can never fail. I will stay above this situation no matter how terrible it appears. Hallelujah! I pray. I want you to quickly pray for yourself. God, please give me the spirit of worship. Pray for yourself. God, I pray you give me the spirit of worship. Give me ability to give you a thick true worship, a thorough worship. The worship that will touch you to move your hand to do positive things for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. What do we need to do? I mentioned 3 things the other time. I said thorough worship requires that we think through. It requires that we dedicate time for it. And we also require, it also require that, I said, require time, require dedication, right? Now, when we're talking about time, is it a good thing for us to pray? Yes. Is it a good thing for us to worship? Yes. Do you agree with me that most of the time, we create time for prayer, we don't create time for worship? Maybe we need to start changing some things, start modifying something in our lifestyle. It's not about how long I've been a Christian. It's about me tapping into my own blessing, at least from what we have had so far. So I can change at any point, at any stage of my life, and become a better, a stronger Christian who get it right and get the best benefit out of it. Let's modify our lives from today. I am going to be creating time for worship as I create time for prayers. You got it? Amen. The Lord will help us to do so in the name of Jesus. Right? Just be on your knees and pray over your child. Pray over your spouse. Pray over the destiny of this individual. Pray over your career. Pray over even that boss at office. Just pray. Bring the situation and turn it to a point of prayer in form of praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord at all time. I'm running it up now. Bless the Lord. Now, all of us remember King David in the Bible. Tell me what you remember about King David. Don't talk about praises. We all know that. I'm talking about a person of David. He dances, yes. He plays instruments. We are still talking about worship. He's a humble man who goes to God in prayers. Genuine prayer. He always inquires from God, yes. We are talking, you are still responding that David as a spiritual man. I'm talking about Mr. David. All right, we know David was a king, right? You know he was a king. He was a father, right? David was, when we say a king, David was a warrior. When we say a king, it means that you oversee situation. A king is not like you just wear a crown and everybody comes to the palace and they are bowed down. Oh, great king, go. No. Kingship comes with responsibility. When people are fighting, you help them settle the fight. When people are fighting over the land, guess where they are going? They are coming to you. So David was a busy king. And you also know that David was a warrior, right? David, from being a shepherd boy, he turned to a warrior, and he was a warrior throughout his life. A warrior is not like my own type of prayer. I'm a prayer warrior. This one was a physical warrior. He has enemy within and enemy without. Right? His country was surrounded by enemies. So David was a man that was always practicing and training for war 24/7. Never oversleep, right? At least you will go rusty if you don't sharpen your weapon. And if you don't practice, you will become a dead man in the forefront. So David was a king, he was a warrior. David was also a man, a human being, who had wives and children. We're not talking about humanizer aspect now. But he was a man of responsibilities, who has to put food on the table, and who has to raise children, and who has to set his house in order. Are we following? David was all these things. But tell me, somebody that wrote the largest part of the book of Psalms, where did he get the time from? How come, we are being practical now, how come David was able to write the largest part of the book of Psalms? I don't want to rush. This is where I'm finishing now. How come David was able to write the largest part of the book of Psalms? The man David, the King David, the warrior David, Mr. David, husband David, father David. How was he able to write the largest part of the book of Psalms? Because when we're talking about the book of Psalms, maybe close to 70% was written by David. And you know, David, how many books do we have in chapters in Book of Psalms? 150. Perhaps he wrote at least 100 out of 150. 70. God bless you, man. So, where did he get this time from? And David was not just somebody that would keep writing that AI was not writing for David, though. Artificial intelligence was not writing for David. When David was writing the Book of Psalms, that is why when we pray today, using the Book of Psalms, God answered our prayer. Because they were filled with power, presence of God, anointing, greatness of God. And I will just give you one example today. When David wanted to create the book of Psalms, when he wanted to write, when we're talking about writing Psalms, David was doing it, so he was not just giving us instruction. He was doing it. David will focus on something. He will think about it. That's why God likes David. Whatever atrocity David committed, David, God forgave him. And he's still calling him a man after my heart. Because David was someone that was, God was the best in his life. He think about God. Ha! He's God. Look at the eyes of God. Eyes of God is like song. Eyes of God can cut through to people's heart. Eyes of God, when it blinks like this, the whole world will collapse. Eyes of God, when it opens without blinking, then the whole world will be consumed with fire of the sun. Eyes of God is even bigger than the sun itself. Eyes of God is powerful. This is David. Just talking about the eyes of God alone. And so God was becoming magnified, magnified, magnified. Any state, wherever David goes, God goes with him. You remember the time David was dancing? He was dancing and by mistake the garment fell. He was dancing naked. A woman that despised him became married, just as a son of that. David became somebody that he was inseparable from God. Some of us that are married here, you know what they call love. Or you have children, you know what they call love. If anybody touches your child, a person touches your heart. God says, David, a man after my heart. That was not a small statement. And I want to give us an example as we close this. David focused just on the voice of God. In one of the Psalms, I see what he wrote. Let's go to the book of Psalm 29. Let's go to Psalm 29. It has 11 verses. We can read it together. Give unto the Lord, all you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord and the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skipped like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young white ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temples, everyone say, glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood. And the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen. He just focused on the voice of the Lord. He just focused on the voice of the Lord. Maybe you want to pick the arm of the Lord. Maybe you want to say the arm of the Lord. It's stronger than the marching gun. It's stronger than AK-47. The arm of the Lord. When he slaps somebody, the person goes deaf. The arm of the Lord. When he strikes the enemy will never come back to life. The arm of the Lord, when it touches a situation, nobody can reverse it. The arm of the Lord, when it touches my destiny, it becomes positive for the rest of my life. The arm of the Lord will subdue mountains. The arm of the Lord, when it touches any situation, it has to be what it is it's supposed to be. Let this arm of the Lord rest upon me. Let this arm of the Lord rest upon my home. Let it rest upon my children. Let it rest upon my generation. May the name of God be praised forever. Amen. Guess what? Who is this guy? Focus on my just arm like that and express the greatness of my arm. In fact, I'm not going to forget this today. I'm going to remember this for the rest of this person's life, that he recognized what my arm can do. That is the message for the people of God. Please, let this worship be a total true worship. You know, nobody can take this weapon from you. Nobody. Even the devil cannot withstand it. He may manipulate your prayer. But when it comes to worship, the devil cannot stop you. Even when you don't open your mouth, you are humming it from your mind. Okay? And prayer is more difficult to do than praises. Just speak any song. Maybe I'm going to compose a song. If you don't like any other song, you will sing by song. Hey, there are many musicians out there. There are many good music out there. Worship song. Don't worry, whoever they are. You can always speak. You can pick many song. Any song that the Lord put on your mind. You can create your own song. David created many songs. He composed many songs. I remember my days in the Apostolic Church when we used to do the what we call the Sojourner Revival. You'll be singing, you'll be repeating like 1-3 syllables, and you'll be repeating it, you'll be shouting it, you'll be shouting it, you'll be shouting it, you'll be shouting it. That is worship right there. And power of God will be moving. Miracle will be happening because the presence of God is in that worship. It's not about melody. Some of us are not born to be singers. But God listens to heavenly melody, not heavenly melody. Let it come from your heart. And this testimony is your portion. This breakthrough is your portion. You are going from strength to strength, higher ground to higher ground. From today, your enemy is under your footstool because the Lord has anointed you with the spirit of worship. You worship God and miracles will happen. That mountain will subdue before you. That valley will become level because the Lord is your portion in the land of the living. Please pray for yourself as I close this now. In the name of Jesus. I receive the spirit of worship. I receive the anointing of worship. I receive ability to be able to worship from the bottom of my heart, to turn true in my words as I verbalize there, as I give my utterances, that I will think about the magnitude of God. I will recognize it for who you are, for what you are, and what you can do. In the name of Jesus, that as I magnify you, the problem becomes shrinking, shrinking and shrinking until it diminishes, until it disappears. That I will magnify you, that the devil will be in a hot fire. I'll be crying, I'll be maiming, I'll be wailing, because I am magnifying your name, that I have recognized the creator of the universe, in whom there is no restriction. The power of darkness cannot withstand, that cannot withstand, that cannot withhold. Let me begin to recognize you. Give me the spirit of worship, that I will worship you from the bottom of my heart. I will do it diligently. I will cultivate the time, and I will create time, I will dedicate time, and I will do it without destruction. I will give all of my heart unto you, that I will be recognized a man after God's heart. In the name of Jesus, I claim this grace. I claim this anointing. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. please, God, anoint us with the spirit of true and thorough worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.